Hello, it's the 1st of February 2011. This is Nick Treadwell. This is my audio boo. Wanted to first of all say that I enjoyed Mark Rock's little compilation of John Barry's music that he did. I think it was early today or yesterday. Five minutes of sheer brilliance, really. You just forget how many well known theme tunes that he wrote. Such a creative soul, such a wonderful life to have had, really, creating music and having so many people enjoy it. I mean, that's a blessing, really. It really is. And yeah, what a talent. So yeah, enjoyed that. And I also wanted to say to Andy Taylor, the Northern bloke, yes, may take you up on your offer to for help with the accountancy thing at some point when Ira needs any help. She's on a third year now. It's basically the last year of her course, of this section of the course anyway, and she's split it into two. She's doing it over 2 years, so she just does one day a week, one evening a week. And this time around, she's got a couple of exams and a project to complete as well. I'm not sure what the course is called or anything like that, but it's like standard accountancy thing or whatever like that. Yeah, so we might, if and when we need any help, I'll give you a shout. Thanks for the offer. Also, what else has been going on? Nothing really much of any sort of major importance. An important date for your diaries may be the 4th of February. There's a little lecture going on at the Flying Saucer Cafe in Santa Monica, being done by a guy called Stephen Bassett, who's a member of the Exopolitics UFO group, and he has been campaigning for years and years and years for disclosure for governments to give up their UFO alien information, intelligence, whatever. And apparently there's a bit of a buzz going on the internet now, according to what I've read today, saying that the Exopolitics group that he belongs to are claiming stunning UFO group, expected to release undeniable evidence of a worldwide extraterrestrial presence, millions of UFO contactees on the planet, and alien hybrid babies, with his appearance in Los Angeles. So let's keep our eyes and ears to the ground on the 4th of February. This could change your life. This time next week, we might be living in a different world, people. Let's hope so. Yeah, so that's quite exciting. What else has been going on? Not too much, really. I picked up Max tonight from the nursery, in a rare picking up from the nursery experience, because Ira had some stuff at work she had to do, so she was late getting away, and she attends college on a Monday, so on a Tuesday, getting me days mixed up, on a Tuesday, so I came home and picked up Max, and then brought him home, and had a lot of fun. Eating pizza and then trying to get him to persuade him to go to bed, which he didn't want to do, and then trying to persuade him to get out of the bath, which he didn't want to do, and then trying to persuade him to stop looking at the books, which he didn't want to do, and get into bed, which he didn't want to do. I'm pleased to say they eventually did it, got him into bed, and he fell asleep pretty much straight away, which is pretty good, which probably tells me that I'll wore him out with mental and physical activity, really, that only a dad can provide. The importance of, I don't know what I'm going on about. So So I did that. Rest of the week is shaping up to be pretty normal, really. Not a lot of Thursday, going swimming. Probably go running tomorrow. I did a run yesterday, around about 4 and a bit miles. Probably do a run tomorrow, swimming Thursday. That's about it, really. I've been listening to the other conversations going on with interest about holidays and stuff like that. And yes, I can definitely sympathise with all of the themes in the conversations about, you know, when you've got kids, how different it is, and that. Not that I was having, you know, wonderfully expensive holidays when we didn't have kids, because we'd never really been in a position where we could have like luxury type holidays. I'm not saying that anybody else had luxury holidays, but I'm saying that, you know, we had box standard kind of holidays, really, except for the one that we went to America about five years ago. And really, since having children, I mean having Max, holiday wise really it's just been sort of not really sort of been Russia, really, going to Russia every year. And I'm trying to break that partygram at the minute. I'm trying to maybe try and persuade Ira to go on a holiday somewhere else at another time of the year, and then go to Russia in the summer. But getting a bit bored of that now, going to Russia, to be honest. Really need to go somewhere else with Max as well. I mean, I'd like to have a holiday, just a whole family holiday, and take Max along as well. I don't want to be leaving Max with Eva's family, because I don't think that's right, really. I think if you're going on a holiday, you want to take the kids with you and stuff like that. And I understand that. I agree with Yana when she says that, you know, when they're young, really, they don't remember anything like that. But you still want them with you. You still want to, you know, cherish the memories from, you know, your side of things, I suppose. Your memories are still there. If not, they can't remember, you can remember them, kind of thing. So, would like to go on holiday somewhere else, but I don't think it's probably going to happen. Probably in the UK, probably maybe go for a weekend or something like that. Because Max is at a better age now, where we haven't got to rely on, you know, he can eat more wider foods, and we haven't got to rely on giving him stuff which is, we have to worry about stuff that is going to spark off eczema and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. Anyway, I've talked long enough for now, and I'll say goodbye. Bye.